We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I do want to ask this because I watched it on Sunday. I know, John, you did too. Michigan defeating Penn State in hockey to advance to the Frozen Four, their 27th Frozen Four. Mm-hmm. And let's face it. College football, as far as collegiate sports is, at least in this area, this part of the country, is definitely number one.
Yes.
And men's college basketball is number two.
For most.
For most people. 248-539-9797. What is your third favorite college sport? Whether it be their men's sport or women's sport. Like, what do you watch if it's on that you might, I don't know, get into and root for the school that you like or whatever?
Well, for me, it's actually, you know, it's a little bit flip-flopped. I for most people, it's football, basketball, and then we're asking what the third is.
Correct.
For me, it's actually football, hockey, and then college basketball. College hockey would be number two for me, just because it's, and some of it has to do with if you have a chance and you've, a place that you go to.
Right.
Where the environment is unbelievable, and most college hockey environments are very small settings. They're very, you know, intimate settings, and the fans are tremendous. The cheers, the chants, all of that stuff. So that kind of plays into it for me as well. It would be college hockey.
Yeah, I guess it would be for me because I like hockey better than the other sports. We got into a little bit the College World Series a few years ago in Michigan when they had a real – when Eric Bakich was there. Yeah. They did a really nice job, and people kind of got into that. And same thing if it would have been Michigan State. I mean, it's when you're one of your teams, for the most part, there are people who will never root for either school, whatever. I don't want to go there. But you follow your school no matter what it is. But if it's just like, for instance, it is hockey for me, but I love watching the lacrosse Final Four. You know, I'll watch
it. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think – college lacrosse is I think lacrosse is an underrated sport to begin with.
Yeah. I really enjoy watching college softball when it's on TV, the women's softball. Mm-hmm. And some of that has to do with Michigan's program has been so good for so long under Hutch and now under Bonnie. But it's just there's something there that is it's unique. Some of it has to just do with my personal situation,
right,
too. I got a couple of softball players in the family.
Right.
So.
I get that. 248-539-9797. Gov, do you even follow any of the others at all?
I'm out. College hockey is – I don't seek it out, but right, I'll watch it if it's there. I would watch these Frozen Four games. Yeah. I didn't watch Sunday night. Going to a college hockey game is a good time.
Yes, absolutely.
If anybody hasn't been to one, go to one. It's fun. It's cheaper. Take the family. It's a – Get your kids to teach them hockey.
Right.
You know, I actually have grown to enjoy college baseball more. And I don't know if it's with my kids playing or if that's the deal or what it is. But it wasn't just the Michigan thing. Like last year I was watching.
You just like the ping of the bat.
No, it's just the – like it's – I enjoyed watching an SEC, you know, tournament game mm-hmm. last year, I remember. And I was like, wow, this is – I'm actually captivated by this a little bit. I don't know what it is, but I mean, beyond that, not really. I mean,
like if Michigan loses, they play what, Quinnipiac, next Thursday or next Saturday. I forget next Thursday, I believe. If they lose, I'm not going to sit there and, you know, lose sleep over it or anything like that. I'd want them to win, just like I'd want, you know, any of the local teams to win. Whether, you know, it was good that Ferris State won the, Division II football championship this past year, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then coach got suspended because his players smoking cigars in the lobby. We forgot to even bring that up.
I know.
Oh, my Lord. The NCAA has so many issues, and they suspend the coach because they were told before not to do it, and they did it. So I get that, but man, oh, man.
Yeah. You want to talk about, you know, college baseball. If you get a chance to watch Mississippi State – they've got a freshman that throws with both arms.
Oh.
Throws right and left-handed. And from what I understand, he tops out at about 94 with one and about 91 with the other.
Wow.
And he's got a glove that's got, it's a six-fingered glove so that he can put it on either hand and be able to make that change on the mound. I just think it's amazing.
That's insane.
I know.
It's unbelievable. And in his name, all right, here we go. Herangelo Sigente. I believe that's how you say it, but I don't know. But yeah, Mississippi State freshman.
Yeah. Let's go to Tom and Troy. You're 97 on the ticket.
I think my third after football and basketball is definitely women's volleyball. And part of the reason is my niece has been an All-American at Oregon for some years, so go Ducks. And the athleticism, the matches tend to be tight. They got rid of the, you know, side out, so every point is a score. So chalk one up for women's volleyball.
Yeah, it's weird. I'd rather watch women's volleyball than men's volleyball at the Olympics, too, because the volleys are longer. It's I like that. Let's go to Brian in Brighton. You're on 97 on the ticket.
All right, guys. College, and probably the best wrestler in the country this year, Mason Paris.
He is, in fact, the best wrestler in the country. He won the Dan Hodge Trophy.
He had tremendous bouts with the Penn State heavyweight over the last couple years. Both class kids. Last year, Gable Stevenson was a dominant wrestler in the Big Ten. He won the Olympic gold. You watch a Big Ten tournament, and you'll be on your seat all day watching his matches. In the NCAA tournament this year was fantastic.
They should have college. Really, they should have college WWE style wrestling. That would be more.
Well, Gable Stevenson, I think, signed with the WWE.
Oh, okay.
You look at his. I think he was a 3-time NCAA heavyweight championship, and the kid did backflips after winning.
Wow!
Dominant wrestler. Yep. If you ever get a chance to watch the wrestling on the Big Ten Network, phenomenal guys. And I never wrestled. I was a football, basketball, baseball guy. But you'll be on the edge of your seat watching these kids. Tremendous athletes.
Cool. Pretty
Thanks
good.
Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. 248-539-9797. We got a lot of texts about this. All right. Here we go. Girls college softball. Also, I'm a big golf guy. And the Golf Channel has done a great job of airing major college tournaments, both men's and women's around the country. Cool to get a look at the next stars on the PGA and LPGA Tour. A friend of mine's daughter golfs in Michigan, and they had the regionals this year. Michaela Schultz, she's part of the team. I went out and watched them play. It's amazing how good college golfers are.
Oh, yeah.
Women's college soccer. I get to watch my daughters, obviously. College baseball is slept on, I feel like, especially in the SEC. Oh, it's huge in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Alex and Troy, my favorite third college sport is college wrestling. Actually, it's my second favorite sport. Can't stand basketball. I hate March Madness. Can't wait for it to be over. But my number two is actually gymnastics. Watching the things they do and wonder how they do them and don't kill themselves is amazing.
Yeah.
Steve from Madison Heights. Love college lacrosse as my third favorite sport. Also, can we officially call Western Michigan a hockey school now? It's Brian listening remotely in Dallas this morning.
Well, they used to be a pretty good hockey school and kind of went dormant.
Yeah.
I have three little girls all in gymnastics. Going to Michigan gymnastics is a lot of fun. Great family events, Stephen, at work. And they're really, really good, too.
Just had their 27th Big Ten championship.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.